Hello?
Yes, please.
Hello? 2192.
Ready?
Mr. President?
Yes, I am.
Oh, how are you? This is...
I'm very good, Mr. President.
How are you feeling? Are you feeling better?
Much better.
I'm very sorry about some of your... I'm sorry about your difficulties in New York, and I'm very sorry you didn't get a chance to get to California and some other parts of the United States.
Thank you. But it is not so bad.
Well, they always boo me in New York, too, sometimes. So I hope that you have a good trip back, and we're very glad you came to the United States.
Thank you very much.
And you give my best to Mrs. Tito, and as I say, we've been glad you're here, and we want you to come back sometime.
Yes.
And to see California and Massachusetts and the rest of the United States.
Yes, thank you.
Good.
I hope also that I will meet you in Yugoslavia.
All right, fine. Good. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right.
Waiting.
With that Judiciary Committee trying to get this civil rights together, and Roland Libinati is sticking it right up us.
Is he? Here?
Yeah, because he's standing with the extreme liberals who are going to end up with no bill at all. Then when we put together he was going to vote for the extreme bill, and I asked him if he'll vote for this package which we got together with the Republicans, which gives us about everything we wanted, and he says no.
He'll vote for any guy that you want.
Well, can you get him?
I surely can. Where is he? Is
well, he's here? In the other room.
Well, you have... Kenny, tell Kenny to put him on the wire here.
Okay. Or would you rather get him when he gets back up to his office? That's better. Otherwise, because he might think.
The last time I told him, now look at, I don't give a goddamn what it is. You vote for anything the president wants, and this is the way it will be, and this is the way we want it, and that's the way it's going to be.
That'd be good.
I'll get him as soon as he gets back to the. What are they trying to do? They got you hanging under.
Well, we have a chance to pull this out, but
yeah,
you see, of course, these guys.
What's the matter with our own fellas?
That's right. Well, that's good. Kroll is Philadelphia. Billy got him, and if you can get Kroll, Libinati.
Get Libinati.
Okay, good.
Fine.
Thanks, Dick. Well, you did a great job. What?
I got a lot of mad people.
No, but that's all right.
I got a lot of mad people.
No, that was terrific, Charlie.
Well,
you really did what you said.
Boys did better.
That's right.
I hated overpromised on him, Mr. President.
Well, that was good. Got Roland. Unfortunately, we didn't get Roland. Bailey, evidently that Cook County machine isn't as strong as we hear. But
you got 10 of my guys,
then. Yeah, well, anyway, they got more than you said. I know they got at least 9. But
you know, whenever I say something, I'll underestimate it a little bit.
Yeah,
And I don't get to be made out a liar.
Yeah.
I got a little trouble on my side, but a lot of guys bitching.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure they'll make me leader again, but I don't give a
damn. No, that was good. That was good.
Well, thank you very much for calling. Now, look, we got a... The bill got reported, didn't it?
I think it, yeah.
Yeah. By a real good vote.
Very good.
24 to 11.
Right.
We got to get a rule. I don't think, Mr. President, I could just make a suggestion.
Right.
Press up too fast. That little dust settle.
Right. Okay.
Get a rule.
Okay, good, Charlie. Very good.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you.
Oh, Mike?
Yes, Mr. President.
I talked to our friend, because he's a hard man.
Yes.
And he says this is a hell of an issue, you know, and all the rest. Of course, it's easy to knock the jock off of this poor old lady. But anyway, the two things he talked the most about was he didn't object to economic assistance to Latin America. The two things he objected to most, of course, was one, this question of giving assistance to military groups and the kinds of military assistance we give in Latin America. I talked to Fred Dutton and asked him to look over that language and see if they could reverse that thing on coups, where we would provide aid unless the Congress disapproved, put it, you know, in the negative rather than the affirmative. And then the second thing would be to see whether we could get him a list of the kinds of assistance we were planning to give, which would, he says he didn't mind rifles and trucks and so on, but he seems to mind the heavy equipment, and see if we could ease his fears a bit there. He says no votes this week, then next week, but he'd stay in close touch with you. So I guess that's about, we'll see what Fred Dutton can come up with. I think we can just say to him, we don't want to prolong this thing too long, one way or another. We got to take our medicine because we got all these other bills with civil rights coming up. We may find ourselves really in horrible shape.
Yeah, well, I'll give him a chance to have some lunch and I'll try and get together with
him. Well, tell him that I think you might say the president enjoyed his conversation with you very much. He understands your point of view. He's just in there, et cetera, et cetera. And we'll stay in touch, but I think we ought to try to vote as soon as we reasonably can because. Now, Greening's hopeless, I guess, is he?
Oh, yes, yeah, but then the key there is not Greening, but Morrison.
Yeah, he's the one who gets it.
I would thought
it. Wayne could be helpful, I think. He says, I may not be able to vote for it in final passage. Well, I said, well, that's all right, but I said, we need your help in getting the right amounts.
That's right, but as of now, he's the key, and I think he's being used by other groups which you may not recognize yet.
Yeah, that to delay everything.
Right.
Looking at sort of our schedule, if that civil rights bill is going to come out, and that turned out damn well, if that civil rights bill is going to come out of that committee, the report we're going to try to rush, let's say we get a rule and get it through the House before the end of November, then what would our schedule
be? We'd still take it up and stay with it. I would say 2 or 3 weeks of debate, a cloture, can't get it tried again.
Yeah.
And not carry on too long because the responsibility is not yours now, it's not mine, it's the Senate collectively.
Right. Then, Mike, what about, can we stop these fellows from going away for a while?
Yeah,
or else tell them that they got to give proxies? Nobody can go unless they give a proxy.
If we can't come to an agreement with Morse this afternoon, it's my intention to make a statement that no senator should go to the NATO meeting or to the Kuala Lumpur conference or any other place to his planet to smoke.
Yeah, I think that's right, or otherwise. Now, I wonder if we could get, I better get McCormick and have him say, because I think we got to keep everybody around, get this goddamn, we got a chance to do a lot of good things this year if we get everybody to stay.
You got to keep them now, and this is the time that they're going to want to get away.
Okay. Okay, I'll get the speaker.
Bye.
Thank you. The Speaker of the House, please.
Thank you.